The Adventures of the Sea Hound. Network presents The Adventures of the Sea Hound with Captain Silver and Jerry.
Jerry, Kit, after him. It's Boom Boom. He's shooting at me.
Remember the exciting moment when our story ended yesterday? Captain Silver's wrestling match with Eco the Jap came to an abrupt conclusion when the captain caught him attempting to apply a secret death hold that would have broken the captain's neck. Losing his temper for once at the Jap's trickery, Captain Silver sent him sprawling to the mat with a right hook. At that moment, however, Boom Boom, hidden in the ringside crowd and apparently angered by the failure of his plan, started shooting at the master of the sea.
Doggone, I don't know. Turn that way, but I don't see him.
Hey, there he is. He's in that doorway down there.
Huh?
Come on.
There he goes. Watch out for that gun, Yearlin.
He won't shoot here on the street.
Where'd he go?
He turned down here, down this alley. Come on. But we'd better take it easy.
No, Yearlin. Hold on.
Huh?
I think we stop right here. I don't like the look of this place.
Why not?
Even if he wanted to use that gun, this is just the place to do it.
Oh, yeah. But we can't let him get away, Tex.
Ah, we'll watch right here for a minute and see what happens.
All right.
Yeah. Looks like a dead end to me. Either he's gone to ground down in here or he'll have to come out. And get over there in the shelter of this wall. Make a fine target for him with a streetlight shining in the back of it. Come on over here with me.
Okay.
Yeah, you can watch down there. We can peek around the edge of the building there.
Gee, Tex, how do you suppose Boom Boom got here in Iquique?
Search me, son, I don't know. Sea's a big highway, though. Take you almost anywhere as you want to go.
But if he's here, the Phantom Ship, the Flying Dutchman, can't be very far away.
I don't know about that. This coast here in the northern part of Chile don't offer very many places to hide a ship as big as his'n. You see anything?
No, not a thing.
No, neither do... Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
Show's over.
What?
Show with the wrestlers. Crowd's coming out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, see? You see him down the street there. I guess Captain Silver's little performance stopped the show, all right.
I wonder why Captain Silver took a punch at him.
He probably started to wrestle dirty, that's why. Captain won't put up with anything like that.
Yeah, but that
was stuck
not...
a thumb in my eye, didn't he?
Well...
Now, listen, son. You better start back there and get the captain. I'll stay on guard right here and watch for Boom Boom. You bring the captain here and tell him what happened.
Okay, Tex. I'll be back in a minute. Captain Silver.
Jerry, where is he? Which way did he go?
This way, Captain Silver. He turned down a kind of a blind alley, and Tex didn't think we should follow him. Tex is watching it now.
Well, come along.
Hey, where's Senor Waldman?
I don't know. Got lost in the crowd, I guess.
What happened after we left?
They stopped the show.
Did you knock Eco out?
For a minute or two. Then that Barker got him up on his feet and hustled him out. We'll see him again. Got to get Tex and start moving.
Yeah, we ought to find Boom Boom. Why did you take a punch at Eco, Captain Silver?
Because of something he did, Jerry.
What?
Remember that fellow Tex found floating in the water?
Huh? Oh, you mean that fellow Berg. The one you said was tipping off Boom Boom about the ships leaving Iquique?
Yes, that's the one. I didn't tell you and Tex, but Berg died of a broken neck.
Huh?
A very queer kind of a break, too. The only possible way it can be made is with a secret death hold that snaps a man's neck like...
Jiminy crickets. Eco knows it.
Yes. And he tried to put it on me back there in the ring. That's why I knocked him down.
Holy smokes.
Jerry, who told you about that hold and that Eco knew it?
Well, the same fellow that told me everything else I know about Eco. That little cockney Alf. He saw what Eco was trying to do. He wanted to stop you. He was going to jump up in the ring.
Well, fortunately, I know that secret death hold too, Jerry. A Hindu yogi taught it to my father, and my father taught it to me. When I realized what that fellow was trying to do, I lost my temper. I'd warned him. He tried one or two other dirty tricks.
Now, there's Tex. Did he come out, Tex?
Oh, no. Ain't been nothing happening down there. Ain't heard a sound or seen a thing. Hello, Captain. You all right?
Yes, I'm all right, Tex. Not a very pleasant-looking place. Good thing you stayed out of there.
Well, I figured he could be waiting for us down there with that gun cocked. What do we do, Captain?
I think we'd better get the police after Boom Boom. Kike is not a very big place, and if we move quickly, they may be able to pick him up. But we've got to move fast. If he gets back in the water, it'll be like looking for a needle in a haystack again. Oh. Who's that?
Looks like Senor Waldman.
Oh.
Oh, Captain Silver! My friends, I lost you. What happened?
Jerry and Tex here tried to catch the man who fired those shots at me, Senor Waldman, but I'm afraid he got away.
Who was he?
The man we discussed at that meeting the other day. Commodore Van Boomhaven.
Eh?
The captain of that Nazi raider, the Phantom Ship.
The one called Boom Boom?
In person.
But what is he doing here in Iquique?
We'll see if we can't catch him and find out.
Where is he? Where did he go?
Vanished down this alley here. But we won't take any chances with him. I want to get to Senor Cuesta as quickly as possible. Something else has come up, too.
Well, let me get a taxi cab. I will take you to Senor Cuesta's hotel.
Oh, that'll be fine, Senor Waldman. In the meantime, I want to get to a telephone.
Well, there will be one in that shop across the street. Jerry.
Yes, Senor Waldman?
There will be a taxi cab down there at the corner. You go down and get one while I take Captain Silver to the telephone.
Yes, sir.
Now, you come over here, Captain Silver, across the street. There should be a telephone in that shop. Yes, see, there's a sign outside.
I'll wait here, Captain Silver, just in case Boom Boom does come out.
No, come across the street, Tex. Watch outside the shop. You can see down this alley from over there. Then if you do sight him, you can call me.
Okay, sir.
Are you ready, Captain Silver?
Yes, let's go.
Now, you are positive the man who fired the shots was this fabulous character, Boom Boom?
Oh, I'd know him anywhere, Senor Waldman. He was Boom Boom, all right.
Hmm. But tell me, what happened in the ring, Captain Silver? Why did you suddenly hit the wrestler?
He knows too many dirty tricks for his own good.
So?
Tried to put a very dangerous hold on me that I recognized. Might have broken my neck.
Oh, you don't say.
But I understood what he was trying to do. That's why I knocked him down. Then Boom Boom fired at me. I was standing there alone in the center of the ring and probably made a good target.
Hmm. Oh, they have a telephone here. There it is in the back. Go in, Captain Silver.
You wait here, Tex.
I will, Captain.
Can I help you, Captain Silver? Make your call, I mean?
No, I know Senor Cuesta's number. Por favor, el teléfono, señor?
Sí, señor.
Here we are.
Captain Silver prepares to call Senor Cuesta, his Chilean friend, all unaware that Senor Waldman, hovering solicitously at his side, is hand in glove with Boom Boom in all his schemes. Waldman listens sharply as Captain Silver talks to Senor Cuesta.
Hello, Senor Cuesta. Captain Silver. Are you at the hotel? Oh, fine. I'll be right over. And, listen. In the meantime, get in touch with the police. Boom Boom's in town. Yes, Boom Boom himself. No, I didn't expect to see him here either. I thought he was a couple of hundred miles out at sea. Oh, and better notify your naval authorities, too. Admiral Severa. If Boom Boom's here, that phantom craft may be somewhere in the vicinity. Though I can't imagine where he'd hide her along this coast. Oh, yes, and one other thing. While you're talking to the police, have them check up on the whereabouts of a fellow who calls himself Wong the Ferocious. Yes, he's been running a kind of wrestling show here on that street just around the corner from the Imperial Hotel. Hmm? What? Well, because you may want him arrested, too. I'll tell you about that when I see you. I'm coming right over. Yes. Goodbye, Senor Cuesta. Now we'll get over at the hotel.
Oh, yes, Captain Silver. The boy's outside with a taxi cab.
Well, we really should walk. We're not very far, but I'm very anxious to talk to Senor Cuesta.
Oh, you are going to see Senor Cuesta now?
Yes, at once.
Here's a taxi cab, Captain Silver.
Oh, thanks, Jerry. Go ahead. You and Tex get in. No sign of Boom Boom, Tex?
Oh, not so far, Captain. Must be a way out of that place that we can't see from out here.
Well, it's all right. I put the police on his trail. Go ahead and get in.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Senor Wallman. Want to come along?
No, I think not now, Captain Silver, if you don't mind. I'm very sorry the evening was not more enjoyable.
But it was enjoyable, Senor Wallman. I enjoyed every minute of it.
Oh. Well, you want to see Senor Cuesta on confidential business, so I make my excuse.
Well, you know what we plan to do.
Oh, yes, of course. And I hope nothing goes amiss, Captain Silver. Well, I would say buenas noches.
Good night, Senor Wallman. You'll probably hear a great deal more about what happened tonight.
Yes, Captain Silver. But go. Senor Crest is waiting for you.
All right, goodbye.
Bye, Senor.
Goodbye, Senor Wallman.
Waldman stands there for a moment as Captain Silver's taxi rolls away. And then, slowly, he turns and goes back into the shop, makes his own way to the telephone. In a moment, we hear him say,
"Hello, Erich. This is Senor Sayed. Find Boom Boom. Yes, tell him to come to my place at once. That's right. And locate Eco. Go to his hotel and bring him to my place. Tell him he cannot remain there. No, the police will be looking for him in a few moments."
Waldman, alias Senor Zed, plans to prevent the capture of Boom Boom or Eco, the Japanese wrestler, by the police. Will his knowledge of all Captain Silver and the Chilean authorities mean to do frustrate the scheme they have for catching the Phantom Ship? There's more excitement coming, so you'd better tune in tomorrow for the further Adventures of the Sea Hound. Until tomorrow, then, Captain Silver says, smooth sailing. The Adventures of the Sea Hound are written by Frank Dahm. The director is Cyril Ambrister. The program comes to you from New York. Here is a message for all 17-year-old boys who are interested in aviation. The Navy is offering a special course of training to all qualified men of this age, and your diploma is a commission as a naval officer. The course starts with 8 months at college, which includes flight preparatory training. This is a regular college program for which full college credits are given, and it is not a pre-aeronautics program. There will be no actual flying until you have reached 18. All your expenses, and this includes food, lodging, uniforms, books, and college tuition, will be paid by the Navy. If you are a high school graduate or scheduled to graduate before March 1st of 1944, and if you're 17 years of age, write today to your nearest office of Naval Officer Procurement or Navy Recruiting Station. That's the first step towards becoming an all-round aviation expert. This is the Blue Network.